Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to 100%, 100% healthy, 100% wealthy, and 100% in love with your life. I'm Julie Renee, and I'm your host for this next half an hour. And I'm so excited and delighted that you've chosen to join us for this very special episode of Expanding the Light. And we're right up to the summer solstice. As a matter of fact, it's tomorrow, so we're right at the precipice of the longest day of the year. And so as light is expanding and we're living into the brightest days, it's a really perfect time to be looking at who we are in the world and how we shine our light and where we're set energetically and spiritually. And if we're set at 100% or if we're set at a lower level. And I just want to remind you before we get into the show that you can find out more about the programs and the live programs and home study programs by visiting us at julierenee.com. And on the website, if you sign in today, you'll be getting the wonderful program From Fatigue to Fabulous, and that is a really incredible five-part series on really healing stress and in really improving adrenal function. And it gives you the how-tos as well as a Himalayan mantra for really restoring energy and vitality in the body. And I'd like to also invite you to our Facebook business page, which is Julie Renee Doering. And so you'll find a personal page and a business page, both the same title. You go to the business page and like the business page. There's a sign up right now for a contest going on, winning a free iPod Nano and 5 meditations. So you want to click on that and fill that out for me, and let's get you entered into that wonderful contest. All right. So julierenee.com is the website. And let's go into expanding the light. And I think the first thing that needs to happen is to understand where this light expansion starts. And you have to be thinking about the human blueprint. And in the human blueprint, you have very first, you have perception. We've talked about this on other shows. So when you think about perception, it's in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So before there was matter, before there was spirit, before there was energy, there was perception. There was the experience of the Word without matter attached to it, without light attached to it. And so everything, when we look at everything in the human blueprint and everything that humans create, and so if you're wanting to expand light, you have to start in perception. And this is such a hot topic, and so many of the teachers, Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield and T. Harv Eker and Alex Mendozian, and so many of the teachers of today's time really get that mindset is vital, and it's really important. And it's more than just mindset. It's the oomph, it's the emotional energy that goes with the mindset. So you have a clear choice, a clear decision. You're in charge. So you're in charge of your expansion of light. And we'll talk in a little while about things that perhaps you can spend some time clearing and getting free from. And those would interfere with your expansion in the light, like black magic and curses and group hypnosis and things like that. And so we'll get into that in a little bit. But right now we're just going to really focus on how do you expand the light, and why would you even want to expand your light? And what does it mean to be a bright light in the world? So take a moment right now and maybe just consider what it is for you to be a bright light in the world. What does that mean? And when you think of your friends, your peers, is there one or two people that you can think of that are really a bright light? And what is in their nature? What is the quality of that person that when you're around them, you feel relaxed, you feel excited, you feel happy, you feel safe? What are the qualities of this person who's a bright light? So maybe you want to make a list right now of bright light qualities. And what would be the value when you're thinking about this treasured person, this one or two people you know out of hundreds of people who's a bright light? What's the value for you to make a decision to be a bright light? Would it have you be more visible? Would it have you receive more love? Would it have you people interact with you in a way that is founded in trust and confidence, safety? And how would that feel for you to be a bright light, to be really the person that people want to know, that people want to spend time with, that people cherish, that they're interested in engaging with? Now, I know some of you might be thinking, well, you can't choose to be a bright light. You're either a bright light or you're not a bright light. And you don't know my history. I've got all this stuff in my history that it's really just hard to be a bright light. I'm getting through. I'm surviving. But I want you to know that you are in charge of perception. That is the first part of your blueprint, your human blueprint. And you can choose. You can choose to step out of whatever your history is. You can choose to step out of whatever programs are running. And you can choose deliberately to be a bright light in the world. And then what's going to happen is that the patterns and programs that have prevented you from being a bright light will surface. And you'll have the opportunity to clear them. And how amazing to not sidestep them, but face them straight on and say, what is this about? And I'm willing to clear this. Now, I heard somebody talking today about what it would feel like, really what it would be to clear a sugar addiction. And I really got behind that person's concept of a sugar addiction. Like, you know, we don't even think about sugar and caffeine addictions. That's just part of what we do. We think that's part of our daily dosing, you know, part of our diet. We figure it out that we get whatever we need. And some of those things aren't that healthy for our body, actually break down muscles or weaken the immune system or break down the adrenals. So you could be thinking about being a bright light and being very conscious and intentional. And so you'd have your perception really moving into what it is, what's the qualities that I admire so much in a bright light person, and how could I emulate them? I mean, like, what would my field of being, what would my realm be? What would my experience be? And, you know, if it's balanced hormones or if it's clear focused thinking, if it's, you know, coming from a base of either joy or love, not artificial, but real, authentic. So maybe taking the time to add balance in your life and really fill yourself up, your emotional tanks up, that might be getting you to the place where you could expand into the light. So perception is the choice. So you choose. You choose. It's already in your blueprint to be able to choose. You could be the master. You could choose. Now, I just got off the phone with a beautiful lady from South America who has for 49 years been married and in love with her husband, but they've had many, many difficulties in their intimate relationship. And she was calling me because she felt like there was an energy outside of herself that was put into her from a previous relationship. And maybe some of you listening can relate to that and say, yeah, there's like, it's almost like a curse or a control energy. And I want you to know that those exist, curses and black magic and, you know, control energy. You know, if you really think about it, it makes perfect sense. And there are some people who really are at the effect of it. And there are other people who it is relatively, goes relatively unaffected. They go relatively unaffected by this kind of control curse energy. Now, this energy affects perception in the lowest forms. In the lowest forms, we have curses and black magic. In the highest forms, we have this beautiful miracle energy, this white light energy, or this, you know, this really like delightful power that's the kind of power that passes our human understanding. When our perception is 100%, and that it is based and founded in unconditional love, joy, peace, harmony, you know, co-creation. When we're really set at this high vibration, then what we create and how we interact comes from a place of light. So that choice to expand into the light by, first of all, consciously using your perception, using your mindset and your emotions to fuel love, joy, peace, connection with the divine, you know, and that comes from a balanced life. So maybe taking time to paint, to dance, to sing, to be in nature, to be on the beach, to swim, to run, to do what brings you into ecstasy so that you can bring light into the world. Consciously choosing to be a force for good in the world. I know I was in a younger state. I was experimenting with the power of my mind, and I was living in Minnetonka, Minnesota, and I had a house. I had a four-bedroom house. It was a big house with a third of an acre lot, and I had planted some little evergreens that were little sprout trees that, you know, were like 18-inch trees, and they grew super fast, and there were like 10 or 11 of them on the property. And I just wanted to see, as an experiment, what I could do with my mind. So on one of them I said, you're going to grow, you're going to thrive, you're going to be beautiful. And I looked at another one that was right by the road, and I said, you're going to die. You're going to die tomorrow. You're going to die immediately. And what was so amazing is the one that I had told would live and thrive did go on to become a big tree. And the little sprout that was close to the road that I'd said, you're going to die, it looked like it had acid poured on it. It was red and burnt. You know, so the day before, it was a green tree, and it had the green evergreen needles on it. And the next day, it was entirely crispy, crunchy, looked like somebody had poured acid on it. And I just tell you this experiment that I did many, many years ago, is that our thoughts actually create a reality that exists in actual physical form. So your mind and your perception can be used for good or for darkness. And when you're thinking about expanding light, you want to be thinking about being a contributor to spreading love, to spreading joy. When you look at others, rather than being critical, if you're a person who judges, you might just start saying, oh, they express themselves so beautifully, or isn't that a beautiful color of their shirt? You find something to praise rather than putting your mind on something negative. So expanding with your mindset, with your perception into the light. And then how would you, if you had a situation where maybe there were some curses on you that kept you down, how would you begin to clear a curse or black magic? And I would like you to really feel into that experience if you've had something like that. And if you can kind of identify the feeling of this thing that isn't you, you could begin to remove that by affirming for 5 minutes, this is not me. This thought, this curse is not me. So perhaps someone has cursed you with fatigue. Then you could say, the fatigue is not me. The fatigue is not me. This is not me. The fatigue is not me. And you see how by really being clear with your own body, what's you and what's not you, the fatigue will actually separate from you if it's not organically from you. And we get kind of tricked into believing that curses and black magic are actually part of us when they aren't. We adopt them. We say, oh, I'm so tired. And we've already then just given it another foothold in, so now it's got two footholds in. It's got the curse, and now it's got the I'm so tired. And then I feel really exhausted today. And then it kind of builds on itself, and the more that you claim it for yourself and you go, well, I can't make the meeting, I'm feeling really tired, each time you validate that that's you, I'm really tired, you validate that that's you, that energy becomes more and more part of you and becomes indistinguishable from it not being you. So this technique of saying this is not me is incredibly helpful for distinguishing you. And I really want you to know that you as a radiant being of light, as a bright spirit and in a physical body, your natural state is to be vibrant, to be healthy, to be energized, to be juicy, to be happy. So your natural state isn't to be depressed or anxious or fearful or sad or depressed or dark or gloomy. Those are not natural states. Those are states that are affected by things and thought forms and things that, you know, you may be incorporating and bringing into you, but they're not your natural state. Your natural state is 100% healthy state. It's 100% perfection. So it's like peeling away layers of the onion when you're really looking at what is you and what is not you. Okay, we're going to take a short break from this conversation to just remind you that I want to suggest that you go to julierenee.com to find out more about our one-day program. The one-day program is an amazing program. It's 5 hours of healing the brain, the mindset, but the whole five brains, the instinctual, emotional, creative, logical, and genius brains, and getting them up to 100%, clearing the nervous system, getting that up to 100%, and then really touching in on some very specific areas just for you that are your trouble spots that we bring up to 100%. And I want you to really understand that this is not a healing, this is a health activation. And the difference being that we're activating what's already healthy and existing in you that's underneath something that's not functioning or sick. So a health activation being different than a healing. We're starting with the brain. The brain is kind of the director of the body when you think about it. So if you get the brain at 100%, when you activate the spleen to 100%, it can hold. Or you activate the adrenals to 100%, it can heal. They can grow back. So I want to suggest that you go to julierenee.com and look for the one-day page. That'll be wonderful for you. If you're interested in healing fatigue, sign up for the Fatigue to Fabulous program. That'll also get you into our database, so you'll be getting announcements when the Human Blueprint book comes out. I know I got a few emails this last week from people who listen to the radio show and said, I want your book. And, you know, this book I wrote is too long. The publishers are saying they want me to shorten it. So it's over 500 pages. So I'm listening to everybody and taking off for a tropical trip starting Saturday, spending 2 weeks shortening the book up. So this 500-page book will become a 250-page book, which the publishers are going to love, and then we'll get it out in the world. So my apologies for the delay. It's already written, and we just got to tighten it all up so that it can go out in the world, because what I hear is that you guys want it in snippets. You don't want the whole big document. One of my students, it's really funny, said, well, you can't, like, you know, what would they tell the author of the Bible, that you have to kind of snip it out and, you know, just write it in short little sentences? And anyway, it's pretty exciting to be having a book that really documents the human blueprint in cellular quantum mechanics. And that's what that big, long book does. And we may just turn that big, long book into a home study program. So you can watch for that, and we'll see what's coming next. The other thing I'd like to suggest to you that you might be really interested in is getting our free wealth program. And we have a 21-day program that's phenomenal, and we have so many people just rave reviews on changing your quantum energetic field to wealth. And that is the Accelerate Wealth from the Inside Out program. You'll find on miraculouslivingwealth.com. But there's a 7-day jumpstart program that's a meditation program that actually changes your field to turn you into a wealth magnet. We've had 3 people go into a wealth program and within the 3rd to 5th day bring in 50 to 100,000 in the 3rd to 5th day of that meditation program. So obviously they had some things lined up that there could be money coming in, and there was a big breakthrough. So go to miraculouslivingwealth.com and just opt in, you'll get a 7-day jumpstart program that includes a guided meditation and some really clear, wonderful, wonderful directions on how to really change your field for wealth. So it asks you a lot of good questions. It gets you kind of in the goal-setting mindset, but also in how you change your field so that those goals can actually become reality. Okay, and back to our topic of the day, which is the idea of becoming more of the light that you are. And one of the things that I've noticed is that sometimes light, the light of spirit, will dim. And so now we go from perception, we go into essence. And essence in the human blueprint is spirit, soul, and life force. So when you look at spirit, soul, and life force, spirit is this eternal, immortal being that you are that consists of light. The soul is the chalice. It's the protective kind of outer skin that really protects the light of spirit. So if the soul is waning, the spirit is exposed. And then life force, and life force is definitely part of spirit. And life force can go down, and that means soul protection goes down and spirit leaves the body. So that would be when the life force goes down, the body itself, the physical body, passes, it ends, it comes to its end, and the spirit will leave. And so soul and life force are really a mechanism that we see in essence that is really there only when we are in a human body. So when you feel like your spirit, you know, like if you're looking at someone who's a bright light and they just seem like they're on fire or they're giggly or there's a jubilation and you feel diminished, you feel lower in your energy, you feel a reduced light, you feel like, oh, I'd like to be that light, but I feel like I'm only at half wattage. Like I'm not a 100-watt light bulb, I'm a 25-watt light bulb, you know, like I feel like I glow dimmer, then this is a place where spiritual activities like meditation, chanting, and prayer can start bringing your light back to you. And there's one thing that I would like you to consider is that if you know that from other lifetimes you've been in battles, or you know, maybe you've not always been a good guy. Maybe this lifetime you're really like a good guy and a spiritual being. But in other lifetimes, maybe you've been a little rugged, you know. And maybe you've done battle and somebody's actually taken part of your spirit. Because that can happen where people slice off a piece, maybe 4% of your spirit or something. There's some scripture that says, I have gathered my limbs from the 4 corners of the universe. And I have left none of myself scattered in the world. So I've gathered myself back together. And this scripture is in the Gnostic scriptures. And it suggests that we as spirit can be broken in pieces and scattered throughout the universe. And so there is a way of magnetizing spirit, your essence, back from being scattered, maybe from a battle or a psychic battle. And so you might think about making your spirit that is you now, having that have a very strong magnet mechanism. Maybe it's one of those horseshoe magnets where you just start magnetizing all of you as spirit back to the spirit that exists now. So that may be diminished spirit, but you're bringing all of that light back to you, all of your information as spirit back to you. And that will make a tremendous difference in the light. So the two things that I'd like to say really amplify spirit and light are like bhakti yoga, praising the divine, singing hymns that are love hymns to God, really the gratitude hymns, the celebration hymns, the chants that are really the bhakti chants, the love and devotion chants, the prayer that's not I'm a worthless sinner, but rather I feel so cherished and so loved, and I appreciate all the I have so much gratitude for you, the divine, you know. Where you're really staying in that higher vibration of gratitude, of love, of appreciation, of celebration, and thank you so much for helping me for this issue and that issue. I can already see changes in those areas, and thank you for bringing the light stronger and stronger into my body. And I feel so much joy and so much appreciation, and I feel the light expanding in me, and I'm able to share it and love and appreciate and glow and grow and really contribute to others. And so you begin to really look at your life as a steady prayer of gratitude and of appreciation. And I heard someone say, if you think that there is no God and that this was just an explosion and that everything sort of just happened by accident, think again. And I tend to agree. I mean, this is not an accidental happening. We are so perfect and so complex that we were designed and the earth was designed and every part of the universe was beautifully and incredibly designed. And whatever that is for you, the creator, the God force, that's, you know, we each have our own version of what we imagine it to be. But the amplification of that light, of that celebration, of that joy, of that gratitude, staying in those places is how you expand and grow into the light and you become really one with your maker. This is really a perfect place to kind of segue into, as you expand into the light and into this beautiful period of, you know, the summer solstice and then the month of freedom and independence, the 4th of July, we think about what do you want to be free from and what kind of independence are you really looking for, you know, your divine right of, you know, I want to suggest start creating goals really that are written down about how you want to amplify your light, what you want to be free of, and what you want to expand into. So that would be my last suggestion for today, is really start writing down goals, really spiritual goals, the goals of expansion and freedom, and how that expansion and freedom will allow you to let go of things that you're suffering from, and really how it will allow you to contribute in the world, how your life will be so much better. So not just write the goal, but write what you get to not experience, the pain and suffering that you experience because you're not there, and then what you get to experience when you get there. Well, that is all for today. I can't believe how fast the half an hour went. This is Julie Renee with 100% Healthy. You can visit me on my website, julierenee.com. There's a place for you to send me a personal message. I really, really love hearing from you. Please don't hesitate to contact me. Visit us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. It's Reverend Julie Renee, R-E-V-J-U-L-I-E-R-E-N-E-E. That's on Twitter. And LinkedIn, too. You'll find me at Julie Renee Doring. So much love to you, and I wish you all the best in summer solstice, and I really see you expanding into your light, your gratitude, your joy. May you truly be blessed. Bye-bye for now.